Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Sitting on the dock of a bay. It's not dock.
I don't think I'm sitting on a duck. The duck of the bay.
Jamie calls soy sauce soya sauce.
Soy sauce.
There's no A in it.
It's soya. It's soya. It's soya sauce.
No, it isn't.
It's soya.
Where's the A? Show me where the A is. Where the...
I don't know.
You made it up.
I didn't.
Just like it. You make up a lot of things. Soy sauce, you big old loser.
You're the one marrying me, baby. Hello, I'm Jamie Leng.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habee.
And we met 4 years ago, and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly. Are you annoyed at me at the moment? Have we had a good week this week?
I feel like we have.
Have we had a good one?
It's nearly Friday and I don't think we've had any arguments.
Oh my God, high five.
Oh my God.
High five me, honey.
No, but we actually haven't.
We haven't argued.
You've got a bit stroppy this week.
You've been
a bit of me this week and I've been a bit of you. Like,
yeah.
You're neggy Nancy, which mm-hmm. is normally me, and I've been mm-hmm. like positive Poppy.
I had some bad news at the end of last week
yeah.
about work. Not bad. It was bad news. A job didn't come through.
Not really bad. Like, come
yes,
on.
Bad.
You just get back on that horse.
So I was a little bit upset. And so this week I've been neggy. Then what you did, which changed it all around to make it a little bit of a party. You
what?
You changed it all around.
What is happening?
I came downstairs and on my mirror was written a little note that said, remember that you are great. I love you.
No, I love you. Remember you are great. Get great. It right.
And then my friend, Robbo, who's a friend of ours, wrote me a message and said, is that the cleaner?
Oh my God, please, can you just tell everyone about the time you had sex with that old lady and she wrote a note on the mirror? You have to, guys.
You can't just shout out stories
guys,
about
guys, you've got to listen to this and you've got to tell them start to finish.
I slept with a lady who I think was in her late 60s.
Where did she work?
No, you can't say where she worked.
Was she a work colleague?
No, because she was. We. Oh my God, I can't believe
it. It was so many years ago.
It was many years ago. No, she wasn't in that. She was in her 50s and we ended up sleeping.
How old were you?
I was 23.
Lie, 22.
Okay, I was 22. Jesus.
She was how old? 58. Get it right, bitch.
Okay. Jesus.
Don't you lie to your listeners.
Okay. And anyway, we slept together. I woke up in the morning and I was like, oh my God, that was a weird dream. Honestly, that's how dry. I was like, that was a weird dream. And then I went into the bathroom and on the mirror in lipstick was written, had a great night. See you soon with her number.
And if you haven't guessed already, you used to drink a lot back in the day. Had sex on and didn't thought it was a dream.
What, baby, when you do it with me, you think it's a dream every time.
Can you
time.
Just say what you thought, what made you think about it?
I remember the skin. This is, it's like hugging a soft fridge. It was really cold.
What the hell? Why was she so cold?
I don't know.
Because you were just...
She was really cold.
Oh God, no! I feel really bad for her, poor lady.
I know. I don't think she would listen to the podcast. She probably said that hideous drunk boy. I don't know.
23. It's quite rogue of her to do that.
Yeah, but we would whatever. She was really fun. She was wicked. She was so cool.
Was she a good-looking 58-year-old?
Yeah, I think every woman is beautiful. That actually, that's the worst thing I could have said. I don't think that. I hate other women. I don't.
Also, I've seen her. Not saying anymore, but anyway.
But we haven't argued all this week.
We haven't argued.
That's a really good thing. Do you know what I heard once from? There's this like guru guy, and his name I can't remember his name. Robinson.
Tony Robinson.
Tony Robinson.
He's not a guru guy. He's like a okay. Get with it.
Okay. Well, what is he then?
I don't know. Manifestation.
Okay. He's
guru.
A guy. He says that with his wife, the reason why they work is every single time they go into the house, they drop their stuff and they shout, "I love you!" And wherever part of the house they're in, they run into each other, and embrace.
I would literally put my fist out to you so you'd run into it. If you kept running in and screaming in my face.
I love you.
Oh, God.
Sometimes when I say I love you, you literally roll I just, you growl almost.
What, that sounds like I roll over in a sexual way. Like, no, you, ooh, no, come to papa, no, you, or mama.
I had no idea there was something called wedding scents. I don't even know what a wedding scent is.
I do think it potentially is the most bougie thing we've ever done.
Getting a wedding scent. You said, listen, you said this.
Joe Malone, wedding scent.
Okay, well, let's tease it in there. How did this start? What happened?
Okay, so I met with these lovely ladies from the Wedding Edition, and they are essentially a black book for everything wedding. I mean, they just have every contact. Just incredible. And they told me about going to Jo Malone for a wedding scent experience, and that she, one of the girls, Kendra, had done it with her husband, la 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 la. So I thought, oh my god, fantastic.
La 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 la.
La 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 la. Is your mother fucking in it?
Why did you just go la 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 la? Because you couldn't be bothered to finish the conversation.
Well, they might not want to hear everything that we speak about.
Yeah, they do. That's why they're tuning in.
So I was like, Jamie, we're going to do this. We're going to go to Jo Malone. We're going to get wedding scents. And I thought it'd be a really nice idea because apparently scents are the most memorable thing. Like, they really bring back. Why are you laughing at me? Go on, you speak. Go
no,
on,
I like it. No, I actually enjoy it. I enjoy what you're saying here. But it is. They said it was nostalgic.
Yeah. Which is true. When I walk into a room and smell like old choir books, I think of school. Do you know what I mean?
When was the last... When was the... Sorry, you can walk into a room and you
or coffee
go,
breath, Mrs. Horvath, my teacher. I hope she doesn't listen to this, but do you know what I mean?
But you can walk into a room and you go... there's a French textbook in here. You can smell that.
Yep, exactly.
And choir books...
Choir, but you smell a bit choiry, actually, if I'm totally honest.
I smell a bit choiry.
It's a bit of a, it's a really unique scent, but I would actually say that you come into that category.
What?
A choiry, musty smell.
If I'd been in a room, could you tell that I'd been in the room from my smell?
Yeah, but when we first started going out, it was like overwhelming oud. It was like I'd literally just walked out of Harrods. And then now, I think you've just stopped wearing aftershave because you got so comfortable. So now it's like a really choiry smell.
What?
Like a tech, it is like a Bible smell.
It's not like a Bible smell.
But I reckon you quite like that smell.
Sophie decided to get wedding scent done for our wedding because she wanted to create a smell that we would remember on our wedding day. So then forever and ever, we can smell this smell.
It's like bottling up the moment.
It's bottling the moment. We walked into Jo Malone. This is not an ad. We were very kindly invited by Wedding Edition to go there. These incredible people who put us in touch, told us about this wedding scent. I didn't know what we were about to see or what was going to happen.
So, welcome to our boutique. The aim is to find you both your perfect fragrances for your wedding day. It's kind of like meant to be a bottled memories, basically.
Yeah.
And smell is nostalgic, right? That's the best thing about it.
Very nostalgic.
It's such a cool idea. Like, I want to do this for everything.
Okay, so we walk in there and we meet this lovely lady who then says, right, you're here to do your wedding scent. And they put out all these scents in front of us. And then we have to choose what our wedding smells like. This, even as I said, it's baffling. So they hand out these little, like, sticks and they spray different smells onto them.
Yeah.
Which end do you spray that
you
in?
You smell that bit.
Yeah, you hold
so
that.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
You kept holding it. I was like, let's get on.
Yeah, I really like that. But
yeah?
That,
no.
No, that's not you.
I'm not sure about that.
No?
No.
And obviously, we want to get married in Seville. So, orange blossoms, Seville. One of the scents so happened to be orange blossom, so we were like, bingo, gotta have that one in there.
So we spray that onto the little thing, we start smelling it, and it's a great smell.
It is absolutely gorgeous. It's literally like smelling an orange blossom tree.
I don't even know what an orange blossom is.
Then the lovely lady said to me, what would you want the smell to be like? And I said to her,
do you have this smell of regret?
And she, poor woman, didn't know whether to laugh, smile, cry. She was like, is that a joke or not? Again, it was one of Jamie's really awkward jokes.
I thought it was great.
No one laughed.
I thought it was great. So we had orange blossom spray.
She honestly went looking for a smile that would smell like regret. She was like, I think this one will smell like...
It was already in the air. She just tried to grab it. Ah.
Ha, ha, ha. And then we had a couple more sniffs
around. I don't even know what to pick here.
Yeah, it was really dry.
You're spraying, and also you then got so many smells in your nose.
Yeah, then you smell coffee, so it like neutralised it.
There was no coffee
there. Yeah, well, I was smelling your musky quarry jumper to get rid of the smell.
So you were sniffing me to get rid of it.
Yep.
What's a unique smell that smells like it for us?
One that smells of me maybe is like, I don't know.
Pure shit. I didn't want to go so aggressively into that. It ended up being...
You literally panicked halfway through when you said that.
I tried to swallow it back.
Your breath, though.
No, you can't say it. I would smell a jazz.
Jazz? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I smell of a...
You
smell
just are so much full of shit.
I do. I smell of a brand new saxophone ready to get some
blues.
You
smell of desperation.
Oh, my God.
Desperate for a laugh.
What do you mean, desperation?
You smell of just pure eagerness.
What the hell is that?
Oh, it would be like the oodiest smell from Harrods because you'd want everyone to think you're like some slick Harrods boy.
Sorry. So you want everyone... I want everyone to think that I'm some slick Harrods boy. What the hell is that?
Oh, God.
What the hell is that?
You just wanna,
do you know what you smell of?
You want everyone to think that you drive a Ferrari. Little do they know you drive a banged up moped.
What? I drive a Vespa Touring, actually. That's a very cool...
That old banged up purple.
It's not a bang. It's a Vespa Touring. It's a Vespa. I look like Alfie on it. I do. I look like Jude Law from Alfie on it.
You drive around in a matching to green tracksuit with your socks pulled over like your Justin Bieber and what? Then gym trainer and a puffer jacket.
Yes.
Alfie, yes.
I, if I put a suit on and get on that bike, I'll boop boop outside the flat. You'll look out the window and you'll think I'm Alfie.
So basically, you can layer it. You can just have one. You can have up to three.
What does
scents.
Layering mean?
So you can layer the smell. So you've got your base scent. So our base scent is English Pear, which is like a Jo Malone classic.
Smell this, Sophie. Come here.
I love that.
Can we try the orange blossom and the barley one just quickly? Just try them together.
Yeah.
And then we had orange blossom layered on top. And then the third one, which we can just, I don't know, maybe spritz a little bit less, was like poppy fields and barley or something.
It's not. It's still those ones. I'm so sorry.
No,
I feel like we're losing a quiz here. Is that what everyone goes for or something?
No, not at all.
Okay, great.
It's just whatever fits for you.
And what did you say to me? So we spray this all onto like a little like scent thing and we're smelling it. And you said to me, this is great because the orange blossom reminds you of...
My mum.
And the other one reminds you of...
My dad.
There you go. Perfect.
I love that, but that smells like my mum.
That's a great thing.
That is honestly what my mum smells like.
So try it with the orange blossom.
Oh my God, it's quite hard, isn't it?
Well, we've got to be decisive, honey.
Holy shush.
So the smell for Sophie is her mum and her dad. I have nothing. I have nothing added to the smell. I just went, okay, well, we're obviously going with that. I had no choice in anything.
You did.
I didn't.
You liked the smell. Did you or did you not like
it? Of course I liked the smell. It wasn't like the smell of like,
sewage, which was your favourite smell.
You told the lady I liked that.
Oh my God, guys. Do we know this? Have we mentioned this on the podcast? What's your favourite smell, Jamie?
I quite like the smell of drains.
No, sewage.
No, it's not sewage. I like the smell of drains.
Bad drains. Drains never smell nice. It's people walk in and go, oh, smells of drains. In fact, in the gym this morning, I heard someone go, oh, smells of drains. And I thought, God, Jamie, we're having
a
building.
Don't give me a call. I'll be right down there.
Don't give you a call.
Yeah.
I won't, honey.
Don't give me a call. And you said to this poor lady in Jo Malone, his favourite smell is sewage. And she looked at me like I was some psycho.
Well, it is kind of psychotic.
Come on, this is where we've got to make decisions. So I like the pear. You have to give a point out of five. I'm giving the pear a 4 out of 5. Or let's give it out of 10. I'm giving an 8.
4 out of 5 on the first one.
I'm giving it an 8.
What is your favourite smell?
Wait, poppy fields.
No, it's not you. No, don't.
Right, that's my favourite smell is my mum.
Your favourite smell is your mum?
Yeah, like Izzy Miyake, the perfume she wears. Like
that's your favourite smell in the world?
A perfume, yes. Not petrol and sewage like you psychopath.
No, do you know what my favourite smells are? Freshly cut grass on a summer's day. I love that.
Freshly cut grass on a summer's day.
Sophie, you said to me the other day, I love the smell of petrol.
I don't like the smell of petrol. Never have, never will.
Oh, was that me?
I love it. I quite like the smell of boiled rice. I would say that might be my favourite smell in the world.
If I had a choice to make our wedding scent and I could go into Jo Malone, forget the orange blossom, forget the poppy barley, forget all of that. I would say, give me a little bit of gunpowder, give me a little bit of petrol, give me a little bit of cut grass in the morning and give me a little bit of baked bread. Put that together. That's a delicious smell.
Don't forget the bumhole and sewage. Don't you? Because that's really denying your true character.
I don't.
You're withholding who you really are.
I don't smell my bumhole.
Yes, you do. And you like sewage and everyone knows it. Although it's more embarrassing for me. I'm the one marrying you.
We can think about all three.
I think this one.
hiking the Avalon.
Okay. I don't know.
By the way, we should say this is not an ad. We're not being paid by Jo Malone. They did gift us.
They did they give it for free. Very funny.
They gave us the boxes at the end. They wrapped them all up. Oh, which ribbon would you like?
I know
the white one.
They even imprinted my new initials, SL. I hope that's not jinxing anything.
Did you like that?
Yeah,
did you
know SL.
Yeah, SL.
Yeah, Sherlock.
What? If anything, it's sore loser.
What? Because I ended up with you. Damn right, I know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Anyway, in Jo Malone, right? In Jo Malone, they told you that the way if you spray a scent on you, you pat it. You pat it down. So you pat it down.
Can I just like go back a little bit? The amount of inappropriate jokes you made to that poor, poor lady.
Why?
She was this poor lady. What did you say? You were like, oh, I'm a voyeur. And she was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Really not funny.
I did not say I was a voyeur. We were talking about voyeurism. And that was, yeah.
You are a voyeur.
I watch people having sex. When do I do that?
I don't know.
I'm not a voyeur. Okay. Technically, a lot of people are voyeurs then because...
Porn.
What?
Porn.
Porn, yeah. Anyway, so they told you to pat down the scent, and then what happens is your scent breaks up, and your scent actually lasts longer in your body. I was like, this is genius.
That is not what she said. She said you pat it in, and it stays, it soaks, absorbs into your skin.
Okay,
it
absorbs into your skin, right? So I patted down this morning with my oody smell. I patted it down.
Patter-gate.
Baker's man. I patted it down on my neck and on my arms. I went to have breakfast with my friends. And as I sat down, they went, oh, what the hell is that? And the person who was sitting behind me in the booth moved.
No, you're joking.
I think I
No, not up with our wedding sex. I wear our
no,
wedding
No, I wore the
Oody
one that I have.
It freaking stinks.
Okay.
You literally smell like you're like, no. Guys, we're going to play a little game. It's called Reverse Mr. and Mrs. because even though we're getting married, we feel like we might not even know each other that well. So I'm going to ask you questions and you can tell me my answers.
Okay, that's easy peasy.
And then you can do it to me because I think I'll know you a lot better than you'll know me.
This is the game we play net one, right?
Yeah.
We're going to keep playing it?
Yep, we're going to keep playing it.
Okay.
Just explaining it for people who joined in now.
I like it. Tear it up then. Here we go.
Get ready for Reverse Mr. and Mrs. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, if I could be any animal in the world, what would I be and why?
If you could be any animal in the world, what would you be and why?
Yeah.
You'd be a horse so you could poo standing up.
Again, a joke that no one will find funny. Oh my God, your face looks like it's about to explode. No, I would not be a horse. Okay. What? They sleep standing up. Like, they're so tired.
Okay, no. No, you wouldn't be a horse.
No, you get one shot.
No,
fail.
Sorry.
Beep.
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 What do you think that's going to do? Stop me from talking?
Yes, you failed.
What do you mean?
You don't know me.
You can't just put a beep in there and expect me to be quiet.
Beep.
What do you mean? That's beep. Not going to work.
No, I've told you before what I'd be.
Okay, I'm going to go. I was joking. That was a joke.
Right, you get half a mark if you get this right.
Oh, God. You should probably rein it in a little bit.
That's what I've got in store for you for the next 50 years.
Oh, God. Okay, fine. Sophie Habu, you'd be some sort of lizard.
Why would I be a lizard? Well, my tail falls off. Why would I do that?
Sorry. Okay, you're
and
not.
They get burnt.
No, I'm getting. Okay, what would you want to be? Okay, I know exactly what you want
go
to be.
Go on.
Okay, here you go. The reason what you would want this is because you would want to be.
That was good English.
You would want to be a turtle.
Beep.
No, you just let me finish. You would want to be a turtle because they're your favorite animal and you get to be in warm countries and swim in the ocean. You live for a long age and everyone loves you.
No.
Okay.
I've told you this before. I'd be a puppy because everyone thinks you're cute. You get to sleep on the sofa. I want to be Darcy, your mum's dog. That's what I'd be.
You want to be a puppy so you can sleep on a sofa.
Yeah, you can see everyone wants to kiss you. Everyone wants to cuddle you. You're the centre of attention all times. You make everyone happy. Yeah.
You'd grow into a dog.
No, I would be a puppy.
You can't be a puppy forever.
Well, you can in this game.
So you'd be a puppy.
I made up the rules.
Okay, fine. Well, my turn. So it's reverse. Yeah. So my turn. Okay, what animal would I be and why?
You would be a bird because then you could fly everywhere and land and get your beady eyes on everyone. And you could shit everywhere, all over Britain, all over Spain.
Only Britain and Spain. What type of bird would I be?
Ugh, it doesn't matter. As long as you could shit and fly.
As long as I can shit and fly. What bird would I be? Go on.
A pelican.
A pelican?
Oh, no.
A pelican?
A pelican, you deaf bat. You would be a...
pelican.
No, okay. You'd try and be something cool.
You didn't even know what a pelican looks like.
Yes, I do.
What does a pelican look like?
It's got the huge throat thing. It's in Finding Nemo, isn't it?
Sorry.
Isn't it the one from Scoop sings up out the water?
You're talking about its beak.
No,
the bird has a huge throat.
Well, what's this like? You know, its beaks dangles low and it drinks the water and scoops up some fish inside it.
It's like a combination between like a turkey and something.
Oh yeah, that's kind of what I'm picturing it like. That is what a pelican is.
No, it's not.
What is it then?
I don't know. I think a pelican has got a big beak.
God, our kids are going.
Oh, God. I would not be a bird.
All right, you would be
No, you get one go.
No, I'm choosing the bird. You'd be a peacock, you know, when they go...
That's a cat. When have you ever seen a peacock go...
You know, when they fancy a girl, they go like... And their feathers come above their head.
Peacocks never purr. I would not be a bird of any sort.
Go on, then, what would you
I would be a monkey.
What, because you pick your armpits and, like, eat each other's buttholes? That's exactly what you'd like to do.
No, because I can masturbate in public.
How long have you had that one teed up?
Not that long.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
It almost came out of your mouth so fast you couldn't even just wait to get it out there. You were about to forget it and you needed to get it out.
I didn't. I'd be a monkey because
you like to make people laugh.
Monkeys aren't comedians. They don't talk. They're just smart and they're cool and they swing around and they just have a great
time.
And
they eat each other's butts.
No, they don't eat each other's butts.
It's acceptable to touch their butt and like sniff their fingers, which is what you do, so.
Jesus, this game ruins us every single time.
I think it makes us.
All right. Well, that's the end of...
Reverse Mr. and Mrs.
Okay, so to recap, we... think, as bougie as it sounds and as posh as it sounds, actually getting a wedding sent could be quite fun because we then bottle a memory of the actual wedding day, which is quite lovely and nice. So we like the idea of Orange Blossom because it reminds us of Seville, a place where I've never been, but you have. I've been there once, but it reminds it of that for you, right?
No, but that's where we're meant to be getting married. Seville is famous for its orange blossom. When you walk around Seville, it smells of orange blossom. So basically, we're just accentuating the smell. We're giving everyone a memory of when they come to our wedding, they can take it back home with them.
Lovely. Love that. And then we have poppy fields.
It smells like my mum.
Smells like your mum.
And then English pear, that can be from your family if you want.
No one smells a pear.
You're very British, though, so English pear.
Pear is the worst fruit.
Delicious. Pear drops. I bet that you grew up on pear drops.
Loved a pear drop. It doesn't smell of pear drops. It smells of pear...
Well, no, your granny had apples in her garden, so yeah, it's quite similar. English pears.
Sorry, you're saying that my granny has apples in her garden?
I chose the English pear after your granny Scotland, yes.
She has an apple tree.
Yes, and pears smell quite similar. They're similar fruit.
Pears smell nothing like apples.
They smell similar. Orange blossom, poppy fields, and English pear. That's
delicious.
Our wedding scent, guys. Maybe I'll actually do a little gift for everyone and give them in mini bottles so they all smell of us. Is that really narcissistic?
So you think that our guests want to bottle that smells of us and spray it on themselves the rest of their lives? That's what you think? What?
Anyway, we've got these wedding scents, which is really amazing. We've taken them home. We've got them in the room. And they're just sitting there because we don't have a venue. We don't have a wedding. We don't have a date. We're flying to Seville, though, which is going to be great.
And
we're
might wear my orange blossom.
Well, that's the end of the episode.
Guys, if you could write in any stories.
Well, where can they write in to, Sophie Abu?
At Nearlyweds Podcast.
That's exactly it. Write in with all of your wedding dilemmas, wedding problems, anything you want to ask us. We are fully equipped to answer any of your questions
now.
Yeah,
we know everything.
To be honest, we just want to be with a group of you guys because we feel very alone right now with what we're doing. And if any of you have ever looked into wedding scents at all, please let us know and tell us what wedding scents you've picked.
Yeah.
And if Orange Blossom Bear and Parley... Bear?
English Pear.
English Pear and Poppy Fields is a good one. Isn't that
right?
Yeah,
and if you've not got divorced, then we know we're in for a good run.
Oh, imagine if we get divorced.
Don't say that. Why do you want that to?
Probability-wise...
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying, out there, probably about 50% now.
No way.
I think it's 50%.
And both our parents have.
Yeah.
We're not going to.
We get divorced.
No, we're not going to. We'd have to document it, so.
Oh, nearly divorced. That's it. Nearly divorced.
No.
I'm joking. We are not going to get divorced. We're not even married.
No, we're really not married.
Why are you suddenly freaking out about it?
I don't know. You're freaking me out. Shush now.
Okay, shush everyone. Shush.
Shush everyone. Shush now.
Go to sleep, everyone. Go to check out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Our podcast, our Instagram at Nearlyweds.
What's wrong with you?
At Nearlyweds Podcast. Let us know anything at all. We love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Love you guys.
We'll see you next week for another episode.
Bye.
Bye.